Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #Admirals50. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Miller Park, and the results are good. They did what they had to do tonight. Again, a 5-1 victory in game one of this four-game set. And welcome in, everybody. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #Admirals50. Brewers get the victory, and again, they did what they had to do against the San Diego Padres. And that is winning this one and putting yourself in a better position as the days go by, a better position to just stay in this thing and get it done. I got to commend Brewers fans in the park tonight, 33,215, and it sounded like it was 43,000. Now, I don't know what was going on in there, but it did seem frenzy-like, and maybe it was the hatred to Manny Machado, because Brewers fans just let him have it. It's Tim Allen tonight and company. As the Brewers get another victory, their 10th in their last 11 games, their 12th in their last 15 games. And that, again, it bears repeating, guys. The run definitely is, we're in the midst of this thing right now. And you got to be enjoying every second of this thing with now just 12 games remaining and some scoreboard watching going on right now. We're going to keep you up to date on the Nationals and St. Louis Cardinals matchup, as well as the Cubs and Reds matchup. A little bit of good news with the St. Louis Cardinals game. That is, the Nationals have tied the Cardinals. They were down in that game 2-0, and they get them tied. And however, the Cubs were up 3-0 in their game, and last checked, that was 3-2 now as the Reds start crawling back into that one. So things in a little bit of flux. And we're talking about the Brewers situation, as always, here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, AM 1250. Want to get your reaction on this one, and really, how in the world you're keeping all this inventory. And that's what I'm trying to deal with here, too, guys. Keeping the inventory of the Brewers situation, which we all know is just every game is huge, because you're the one, quite frankly, you're the one that's chasing. And they are chasing, coming into play today, one game back of that second wild card, 2.5 back of the first wild card, 3 games out of the division title, which I think will become very interesting if the Washington Nationals end up beating St. Louis tonight. That's the one I'm keeping my eye on there. But how do you keep inventory of all this? I don't know, really. It's going to get dicey here, too, because when you scoreboard watch, coming up in the next series, it's Cardinals and Cubs. But it's also right now, it's Nationals and Cardinals. And so do you want to chase down the Nationals for the wild card situation, or do you want to chase down the Cardinals for the division situation? That's really what this all comes down to, is how do we all keep inventory of this? Because we're invested in this. We like to watch and figure out scenarios in which the Brewers can get in which the Brewers can have a better situation than they did the day before, especially on a win. Now, again, are they going to take it off the sheet? Hell, I mean, they've lost one game in like almost 2 weeks. I mean, figure that as they get on this run. 414-799-1250, getting your reaction here. A Brewers 5-1 victory at Miller Park. Game one of a four-game set, final homestand of the regular season, as they've got four here with the Padres, and then the Pirates come into town for a three-game set. So we'll take inventory. I want to know where your focus is here on this. Because obviously we all can agree it's in the game itself. It's in the Brewers matchup itself. Just keep winning. Just keep doing what you got to do. And you didn't get a lot of production from the upper portion of the lineup, and that's what Craig Counsell says. You get contributions all over the lineup on any given day. Now it was the bottom portion of the lineup that got it done. Let's go back over our game recap here. Way back in the first inning, both teams go three up, three down. Davies into a little bit of trouble there in that second inning, a walk and a base hit with just one out. But he gets a flare on the infield and the ground ball to get out of that. Bottom half of the second inning, a leadoff double from Ryan Braun. Now he's stepping up a couple of hits in tonight's ball game. He moves over on a wild pitch. He's there with nobody out at third base, and Thames, a shallow fly ball, doesn't get the job done. Lorenzo Cain, a strikeout right there, but it did set the table. Two on, one out for Corey Spangenberg.
Back up the middle, and a base hit and an RBI for Spangenberg. A two-out single, and the Brewers are on the board first tonight.
Yep, that's what it's going to take down the stretch. Everybody contributing.
Yeah, big, and you heard Bill Schroeder say it right there on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Everybody contributing, and Corey Spangenberg, a huge two-run home run yesterday in the seventh inning. Now he has a two-out RBI base hit to get the Brewers the lead in the second inning. A scoreless third inning, and then in the fourth inning, the Padres get it even a leadoff walk to Machado, and everybody is just giving him. I got to say, Brewers fans, keep it coming against Manny Machado. That was absolutely sweet to see. You guys don't forget, and that's the thing. And I know in what happened last year when he was a member of the Dodgers, did not sit well with us Brewers fans. It just didn't. And you guys don't forget. And it was cool to see that. But he leads off that inning. Then it was an RBI double from Hosmer. Nobody out right there, but Davies steps up. A strikeout, line out, and a strikeout to keep the score tied at 1-1 into the bottom of the fourth inning. Brewers bounce right back in the bottom half off Richards. Base hit by Braun with one out, followed up by a double from Thames. Second and third, one out. Cain strikes out again. A rough night for Lorenzo Cain tonight at the plate. Second and third with two out. And the aforementioned Corey Spangenberg. Two on, two out, and an 0-2 pitch.
Spangenberg hits it hard, center field, and it is over the head of Myers. Two runs will score. Spangenberg all the way to third. It's a triple. 3-1 Milwaukee.
And he's got some pop in that bat.
And, yes, Corey Spangenberg, all with two outs, both at bats, a two-out RBI base hit, two-out RBI triple, knocked in all three of those runs to this point with a 3-1 lead into the fifth. Zach Davies, give me a shutdown inning in that fifth inning, and he gets it to complete his night. His day is done. Through the five innings, just the one run on a couple of hits, a pair of walks and four strikeouts. And here's our correction of the game in the bottom of the fifth inning with Craig Counsell going to his bench to pinch hit Travis Shaw for Zach Davies. Yeah, not Freitas. The correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. This was big. Contributions from everybody on that roster as it sits right now. A feel-good AB for Travis Shaw.
Travis Shaw pinch hitting. And hits that one hard, right field line. That is up, and that one is out. Travis Shaw, long time coming. Knocks one out of here, and the Brewers have a 4-1 lead.
And they go up 4-1 into the sixth inning. Freddy Peralta on to pitch that top half of the sixth inning, and he does the job. 1, 2, 3, including A huge strikeout to Machado for the second out right there. And again, Brewers fans, you were letting him have it. That was cool, man. 4-1 to the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Brewers trying to break it open right there. A good start. A leadoff base hit by Thames, a second hit. And then a ground ball to Machado. He throws it to Garcia at second base, and he drops the baseball. Lorenzo Cain reaches safe all the way around. First and second, nobody out, and you're in business right there to break this thing open on a full count. A screamer hit to second base. They double off Thames, and that was Spangenberg. And that was a full count, and that took away a bigger night for Corey Spangenberg. But it brought up Orlando Arcia with just the runner at first base. And again, another two-out big hit, this time from the Brewers' shortstop.
It's been a month for Arcia between home runs.
You feeling one here?
I kind of am, but I'm not calling it. But
wait,
I don't know why I looked it up. I just had that feeling I should do it.
That elbow is starting to act up.
Yeah.
It's a sign. There you go. Deep left center. off the wall. Not a homer, but it'll do. Extra bases. Cain in the score. 5-1 Brewers. Arcia with the twos up for Yelich. He delivers an RBI double. And the Brewers strike again with two outs.
Yeah, he hammered that baseball.
Yeah, run scoring double right there for Arcia. Gives him that 5-1 lead. Good call, Bill Schroeder. You almost had it. Almost, Rock, almost on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Freddie Peralta on for the seventh inning in a 5-1 game. He comes through, walks a man, but strikes out the side right there. Two innings of work, four Ks for fastball Freddie. And the crew goes in order in the bottom half. Alex Claudio on to pitch the eighth inning, and he gets the job done. A scoreless top of the eighth inning. Brewers empty in the bottom half, and Jay Jackson on for the ninth inning and strikes out the side, including another big strikeout to Manny Machado. And again, you guys let that dude have it. A Brewers 5-1 victory, now 81-69 on the season. They've won 10 of 11 games, and really, in theory, I haven't looked at some of the streaks around baseball, but I'd be hard-pressed to say that the Brewers were not the hottest team in baseball right now. Doesn't matter who they're playing. It's just you get hot at the right time. Want to get your reaction at 414-799-1250, and how do you keep all this inventory here? Scoreboard watching is big time for a Brewers fan right now. Speaking of which, we'll check the scoreboard after the break and get your reaction here. It's Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 after a Brewers 5-1 win.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, you got to love this baseball team right now as they're putting it together here. And in the 11th hour, who cares, but they're getting it done. They have won 10 of 11 games, including this one tonight, to go to 12 games over 500. If you'd have told me a couple of weeks ago that this team would be 12 games over 500 here on September 16th, I'm not quite sure I'd have believed that. I would say that that would be a little bit of a stretch. As it turns out, it was right, and they got it done here. 81-69 with a 5-1 victory tonight. We're talking about it. This is just a fun time down the stretch here. That's what it comes down to. And you get contributions like our Wrench and Go drive of the game here. Yesterday, he draws one of the bigger, it's one of the bigger ABs of his season, really, in Travis Shaw, to work a walk. And you don't, if he doesn't get that walk yesterday, I don't know if you really get in a situation with what Ryan Braun did yesterday. But he does work the walk, and it was sweet to see that. Okay, at least you get a walk out of him and a productive AB. But his at-bat here tonight was much, much better than that. It was Travis Shaw, number 21. You got to love it, our wrench-and-go drive of the game.
Travis Shaw, pinch hitting. And hits that one hard, right field line. That is up, and that one is out. Travis Shaw, long time coming. Knocks one out of here, and the Brewers have a 4-1 lead.
And you're going to have to get things like that to happen here for the Brewers to seal the deal to win this division. And we were talking before the break. Let's get an update, Evan, if we can. Just check where they're at. Washington Nationals taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Both in the mix here. Obviously, the Cardinals in the division here. Three games up on the Crew. And the Nationals 2.5 games up on the Brewers for the number one wild card. So either way in that game, in a way, it does help the Brewers situation as we take a little inventory.
Since we last talked, both games have not gone in the favor of the Brewers. The Cardinals are up 4-2 on the Washington Nationals going into the top of the ninth.
Not good.
And the Cubs took a 5-2 lead over the Reds going into the top of the seventh.
Not good. And the Cubs receive a blow that Anthony Rizzo is going to be down for what they determine as a week or so. That's what I'm reading and hearing. And I don't know if that's wishful thinking or not, but they're already without Baez, and I know that may come in handy too. But all three of these teams in the Central have had their challenges here in terms of injuries, and obviously the biggest of which is Christian Yelich for this team. And the Cardinals lose their closer, lights out closer, and obviously the Cubs, as I said, Baez and now Rizzo. So things are getting interesting here in the Central. With 12 games remaining, I don't know what the goal should be for you guys, but for me, it literally is to still win the division. And that's your goal because it is within reach. People are going to say, well, you're going to have to go in the remaining 12, something like 10-2, and then the Cardinals are going to have to go 5 and whatever it would be in their remaining games, and that's just almost impossible. No, you take it one at a time, and then you regroup, and you redo the math as you do mathletics here down the stretch here in pennant race baseball. 414-799-1250. Brewers get the job done tonight. Multi-hit games. Eric Thames gets a single and a double. Same for Ryan Braun. Corey Spangenberg, a couple of hits. And a couple of big ones in this one. And for what it's worth, Corey Spangenberg, there wasn't a lot expected from him when he was brought up. And not to knock Corey Spangenberg, but guys, he's been pretty good. Now he's not going to light up the stat sheet on you. He's been pitching in where he can and doing a little bit better than that. Playing decent defense. He did have a little bit of a base running blunder yesterday. But outside of that, he made up for it with the two-run shot, and he certainly made up for it today in the ABs. Just quality at-bats for Corey Spangenberg in this one as the Brewers get the victory. This portion of the show brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. But how do you assemble your mindset here in the situation that the Brewers are in now? Now, again, the pecking order is always take care of your own business. And I am all there. But I also do have a fun factor in pennant races. Notice I said plural, pennant races, now for the third consecutive year. And there's something to be said about that, guys. But I have a lot of fun rooting for, not that you, and we all know that we don't have an impact on that, but I do have a lot of fun just sort of when the Brewers are off or the Brewers are done and I'm not working to follow a pitch-by-pitch game that the Cubs are in or the Cardinals are in, whether it's on TV or you pick it up on this crackling transistor radio of KMOX in St. Louis or whatever. But that's the fun I get out of this. But I'm not sure that it's going to be consistent in the remaining 12 games. For example, if you say, okay, I'm going to root for the Cubs. Because then they could knock off the Cardinals. That's got to change, though. At some point, that's got to change. Because these guys, with seven head-to-head left, Chicago and St. Louis, what hopefully is going to happen is they cannibalize each other. And it just has the Brewers slip through the back path. I don't know about you, but this is a blast. 12 games left. 414-799-1250. Mike in West Milwaukee, you're on the Fan.
Hey, you know, ever since Yelich went down, it seemed like, you know, one of the heartbeats was broke. I think it brought all of them together, and that's one heartbeat. Everybody's beaten. You can't break them all now.
I don't know how it got to this. I really don't, because it started before Yelich went down, though. And they're, I believe, 5-1 now with Yelich down.
That was the straw. Yelich went down. That was it. The team became, hey, what do we got now? Let's freaking kick butt and take names, and we'll talk to you later.
And at that point, it may have been, we got nothing to lose here. We lost our stud, and we got nothing to lose. But who are you watching? What's the path for the Brewers for you as you look at the scoreboard, look at this team with 12 left?
You know, with 12 left, we should be able to take two out of three out of each. So we should be able to win the series out of all of them. I really don't see us losing the series. I mean, well, Padres, of course, they kicked our butts the last time we played them. So, you know, there goes our vision. But, you know, you can never tell in baseball. But I think the Brewers have, you know, like I said, they got the heartbeat. They're just going to go.
All right. Thanks for the call. No, I think that's a fair kind of way to look at it. Now, if you just look at it, wipe away this game. Yeah, okay, it's a win. Now, just turn this into a three-game set. Against the Padres, Pirates, Reds, and Rockies. If you do take every series, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 additional wins. You're at 89 victories. Is that feasible? Is that doable? Absolutely, yes, it is. For sure it is, guys. Now, again, that would be taking 3 of 4 in the 4-game set. I understand that. But now just re-slate it up, and you've got 3 against the Padres, 3-3-3. I'll tell you, it's like they could do better than that, almost, right? If you get one more win out of that run, instead of 2-2-2-2, just get one more victory and go to 90. That may very well win this division. I'm not counting out that division. I'm just not going to count it out yet. They're right there. And, bad news as the Cardinals are in the lead, the Cubs are in the lead. Okay, all right, turn the page. Again, that's going to happen on given days here down the stretch. When these guys are playing head-to-head, that's the cannibalize that I just talked about. You almost want it to go back and forth because it pushes everybody into the middle scrum. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're next on the Fan. 5-1 Brewers win tonight.
Hey, I was at the game, too. It was kind of fun. I went with my brother from Las Vegas, and we had a pretty good time. I got to tell you, Tim, the path is pretty simple. There is no path. If you look at Council's record last year and this year in September, he is a wizard with a 35-man roster. And, yeah, Yelich got hurt. Yelich carried them to September this year. He carried them to September last year, and that was the difference. And once he gets to September, he's got all these extra guys to play with, and that's where he excelled. But the problem is then what happens once they get into the playoffs? You know, all
okay,
these things.
Okay, so you're counting them into the playoffs. Dave, I'll let you continue, but let me ask you something here. What was with the frenzy at Miller Park tonight? Was it me? Was it the crowd, Mike's? Was it why were we all jazzed up in there? I know it was Cerveceros, but 33,000, and it seemed like it was a sellout crowd in there. At least it sounded like one.
Well, I think we had a lot of sparkling defensive plays. Spangenberg really was clutch. Braun was clutch. And you know, everything was timely. And it just seems like, you know, we had Claudio come in. What did he do? He just mowed him down. Jackson came in. Those strikeouts were embarrassing. Their swings were so off. It's like I can't explain. It wasn't a full. All three of those guys struck out on bad swings. I don't know if the pitches were good because I was sitting behind the right-handed batter's box, but they just looked bad, and the Brewers are spot on, and while they have this 35-man roster, Council's a master. My only thing is he's been taking his starters now, and he's been condensing their innings, with the exception of Chase Anderson, who condenses his own. You know, my brother and I were sitting there talking about Davies, and I said Davies could probably make it into the sixth or seventh inning. And as soon as fourth inning was over, I looked up and said, Davies was the leadoff hitter. Oh, crap, he's going to take him out. But that worked for him now. The problem is it's not going to work for him in the playoffs because he can't do that. He'll wear everybody out.
No.
So he's got to find another
way. It does go back to a constricted roster. Dave, thanks for the call, man. So he says the path is Craig Council being the wizard. I like that. I do. The wizard in September. 414-799-1250. He also says the path is, well, let me just say this. They must, Dave, to answer your question on the Zach Davies and Chase Anderson thing, they must see absolutely slam dunk compelling evidence that third time through is you're going to get beat. You're going to get beat unless it's Max Scherzer. And no knock on the Zach Davies and Chase Andersons and Gio Gonzalez of the world. But they must have such compelling analytical information, Dave, that it's just a no-brainer to them. Now, you did see Freddie Peralta get an at-bat here late, but that's with the lead. That's a little different dynamic to it, and it's certainly not third time through. But it's clear and obvious to me that they have no doubt in their mind you are more apt to get yourself into trouble if you let your starting pitcher get three-plus times through the order. Once you start entering the three times through, you're asking for trouble. Again, I'm not sure I agree with that fully, but there's far more intelligence and analytical information than I have inside Miller Park and in that front office. So, it's always based on your personnel. But what is, 799-1250, what is the clearest path to the postseason for this team now? Just rattling off victories. I mean, left and right. This is just like last year. For those of you that said it's not like last year, no, it's just like last year. It's just like last year. They're winning at the same pace. Heck, for this window, they're winning at a better pace. Brian, you're next on the Fan. What's happening, Brian?
Oh, hey, Tim. Brian here. So you look at it with the Cubs playing the Cardinals for seven of the last 12 games of the season. That has to be a factor right there. And I mean, with the two to three wins that we just got in St. Louis, and going up against what, the Rockies, the Padres, the Pirates, and the Reds for the season, you got to take that into consideration. Yelich is gone, but Braun and Spangenberg have just been on tears, you know. And I just really think that that's really going to be the carrier. It just depends on how the pitching turns out. But, I mean, you know.
Okay. No, you're.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean,
you're right. You're right. All right. Thanks for the call. Now, I got to get to break. I wish I had more time for you, but I do have to get to break. Brian, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Of course, that's the path in. They've earned the right to be where they're at because of what they did in the tougher part of the schedule. You remember how it started out with all the games against the St. Louis Cardinals and LA Dodgers. you remember all the games just recently here in which they played the Cardinals, Cubs, Astros, and Cubs right in a row, 12 games in a row. I ask anybody, any team, and that includes the Yankees, and that includes the Astros, and that includes the Dodgers. You go play those 12 games once and see what happens with you. You're not rattling off 10 of those 12. I can promise you that. The Brewers went 7-5 in there. That's where this thing started. It didn't feel like it started there, but it did. You had to go relative to the schedule they were playing. That, to me, was where this run got going. And now you had to get through this. The goal was to get through that, get to September, where, as Dave said, Council turns into a wizard. So there was twofold. You get through the schedule, and you get to September 1st with roster expansion. And I wonder, in the front office there with Stearns, I wonder in that manager's office with Council, if they had those two things in mind, those two benchmarks in mind. Get through the rough schedule, the rough patch right there, and survive it. And clearly, going 7-5 is a little more than survival. You actually gain ground. And then get to September where you can allow Craig Council to be the master or the wizard. That's interesting. They're right there. What's the path to the playoffs? Clearly, at the top of all our lists is the Brewers winning. That's the clearest path. But after that, you take inventory. What is it? Spark of the game in this one with Current Electric, your electrician superhero at callcurrent.com. A Brewers 5-1 victory, neutralizing Manny Machado. How does that sound? He drew a walk today. And you struck him out, and 33,215 at Miller Park. We're loving every single second of that. I loved it. You just got to love it. You guys don't forget what happened last year. That dude was playing dirty last year, and that is obvious. We all knew it then. We all still know it now. Your memories are very good. A 5-1 Brewers victory. We're going to hear from Craig Council coming up a little bit later on. Hey, if we have time also, Christian Yelich, I don't know if you heard it, addressed the media in pretty decent detail about his injury and about the situation, the teams. And I'm hoping we get a chance. Stick around as we get a chance to hear from Christian Yelich as well, going inside the clubhouse. A lot to get to in your reaction. 414-799-1250. Brewers win again. 10 wins in their last 11 games to go 12 games over 500. And we'll do another look at the scoreboard up next here. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
In every game, there's a moment when you say to yourself, are you kidding me? Here's the Gene Wagner Plumbing, are you kidding me? Moment of the game. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Brewers win again, 5-1 the final. They take game one of the four games set, and the clearest path to the playoffs is... you fill in the blank, because I know... And again, this goes with the assumption that we can all agree that winning is the clearest path at the top. But then what after that? Is it the schedule? I mean, the schedule, I can't figure out if it's favorable. I'm going to say it is. Well, in terms of who the Brewers play, for sure it is. But in terms of who the other guys play, you'd be surprised when you scoreboard watch who you're going to want to win a given game. I'm not going to say that I'm going to be a Cardinal fan throughout or a Cub fan throughout, because I may end up, believe it or not, wanting a Cub victory on a given night in the next 12 games now. 799-1250. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing. Yeah, it's Travis Shaw. One of the biggest feel-good at-bats of his season. He does something to contribute again to a victory. I mean, it was yesterday also. So that's the are you kidding me moment here. Travis Shaw with that home run. That was good to see. 33,215 at Miller Park tonight. 5-1 final. 12 games over 500. I don't think anybody thought we'd be 12 games over 500 for the crew here on September 16th. If you'd have told me September 24th, with more time to get there, okay, yeah, maybe I would have entertained the thought. Right now, doing it as quickly as they did it, just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's get to Bruce. Bruce, you're next on the Fan. What's the path to the playoffs for the Crew?
I'm very proud of the Brewers. And I'm, you know what? I'm even proud of Zach Davis. By the way, Kim, about a week ago, I said I couldn't understand why he pulled out Davis. Well, the reason was I found out he had 89 pitches in 4 1/3 innings. Today, you know how many he had? He had 71 pitches in 5 innings.
Yes, he did.
I think what he's doing is, and, you know, it's going to be very interesting next year when you only have 28 players. I'm going to be very interested to see how he does it. But he'd be a miracle, man, if he won the pennant next year with 28 players. Because I let me ask you, Tim, just from talking to people, do you think Stearns and him are looking for next year to figure who he wants in the bullpen?
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely they are. And they know they're going to handle the philosophy a little bit different late in the season. They know that. And I think we're going to see the payoff of that thought and conversation. I think we're going to see the payoff of that in the offseason as to who they want in their rotation, who has length in that rotation.
Oh, by the way, the Cardinals won 42 tonight. And you know who all 4 runs were driven in by one person, and by Ozuna. A 2-run homer in the first, and a 2-run double in the seventh.
Yeah, and he gunned down a runner at the plate out in left field as well.
Yes, he did.
I noticed that earlier. Yep. All right, Bruce. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. As always, it's always good catching up with you. 799-1250. Cardinals, they play the Nationals here, and as you just heard, yeah, that game goes final. Now, I didn't confirm that. I'm going to trust. There's my source, Bruce, on the northwest side. But I'm going to believe him. So the Cardinals' path, the Nationals, and they've got the Cubs, then they've got the Diamondbacks, and then they've got the Cubs. Is that right? Yeah. Washington, I believe, has the Marlins tucked in there in their rest of their run. Cubs have the Phillies tucked in there in between the Cardinals. So we watch on that. Be watching that for the Phillies to step up, too. You just don't know in scoreboard watching where to put your eyeballs. who to invest? Yeah, we want this team to win tonight. Well, why do we want this team to win tonight? Because they're, well, don't look now. With a Nationals loss, let's get the updated wild card. Where, Evan, I just want to make this official. The Brewers trail the Nationals for the number one wild card by exactly how many games. We'll get to that in just a second. I just want to make sure that's official. And let's get to a Ron in the meantime. Ron, you're next on the Fan. What's the path to the playoffs?
Well, I think that the best path to the playoffs, I really think the Brewers are going to shake out of this with the number one wild card. I just think all these other guys beating each other up is going to give them a great chance. And for your caller earlier who was worried about how we're getting there when he said, you know, oh, we're great with the 35-man roster, but what do we do in the playoffs? Well, in the playoffs, Craig Counsell got us to the NLCS last year.
Yes.
And you have a lot more days off, and you need two fewer starting pitchers, which means you have two other, you know, one more position player, one more reliever, two more relievers, whatever you want to do with those spots. So you actually do have sort of an expanded roster in the playoffs if you look at it that way. The other thing is, Brewer fans, just cheer for them to keep winning every night and enjoy the ride. Today, with their 81st win of the season, this is only the third time in franchise history that they have managed to be 500 or better 3 seasons in a row. And if they win tomorrow, it's only the second time in franchise history that they've managed to have 3 straight winning seasons.
Three in a row, right.
Yep.
That's just, I mean, that is sort of futility at its best. I mean, I will say, but let's not go that far back, though. no question. And that's why I think the enjoyment of a pennant race run in 3 consecutive seasons to mid and late September here, 3 in a row, I think that might be generational for Brewers fans. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, the younger guys, they're, you go back to 2008, you get 8, 11, and then you get three consecutive pennant races here in 17, 18, 19. A little bit different for the older folks that have felt the pain for many, many years. This really is enjoyable.
Absolutely. I mean, we had, what, 82, 83, and 92 before this for real pennant races, you know?
Hell, in 2005 and 6, we were celebrating a non-losing season.
Exactly. How far we have come.
Yeah, no doubt. Ron, thanks for the call. Always a pleasure. Yep. Let's go to Ross. Ross, you're next on the Fan. Where's the path to the playoffs for the Crew?
I think the path to the playoffs is just keep winning. Craig Counsell, he's figured it out by now. And matter of fact,
are we lose him? Evan, did we?
I think we got a chance. Without Yelly, Shaw can replace himself in the lineup. I think we got a shot. Relief pitching has been great. Freddy Peralta, he's been solid. I think we got a shot here. I really do.
I'm with you, Ross. I am right with you. They absolutely have a shot here. Evan, let's check. Thanks for the call, Ross. Call anytime. But of course they do now. You might have – I thought they did the entire run. But you may have thought they didn't have a chance. But they're legit now. Guys, they're right in the mix here, and the schedule only helps them out. The schedule not only helps them out for themselves and not to knock the Padres, Pirates, Reds, and Rockies – because there will be a little hiccup here. That's baseball. They're not going to win the next 12 games in a row, guys. The odds of that happening are very slim. So there will be a little bump in the road, a little hiccup here. But they definitely have put themselves in a position to make the playoffs. And not a lot of people thought that that would happen when you look back into July, especially coming out of that trade deadline when all hell was breaking loose with a lot of fans. A lot of fans were saying, man, I'm done. I'm in the done club. They got Drew Pomeranz, Ray Black, and Jake Faria. And there's our arsenal of signings, or trades, if you will. And that was it. And they just hung tough. Tell you, when this started was that 12-game run when they went 7-5 against the Cardinals, Cubs, Astros, and Cubs in four consecutive series. That's when it started. And then it started when they got to September 1st, when they could expand a little bit. That's where it's at. Evan, have you gotten the updated wild card standings? In terms,
yeah.
Now the Cubs game is still going on, so there'll be a little bit of half game pending there in that situation. But just in terms of the Nationals, who came in as the number one wild card, and the Brewers.
With the Nationals' loss to the Cardinals, the Brewers sit 1.5 games back of the Nationals at the end of play today.
A game and a half back of the first wild card guys, meaning host that game. Meaning, how would you like to go to Miller Park on when's that game played? That game would be played Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday, October 1st, 29-30, yeah. If there's a tie, however, then we're playing baseball on Monday. How about this? How about you just win the damn division again and defend your title? Does that sound good? I mean, we'll take that. 799-1250. We're going to hear from manager Craig Counsell coming up. If you're on hold, sit there. I do want, because the scoreboard watching is just amazing to me when we look at it. Even just tonight, the Cubs, I pretty much have always wanted that team to lose. Almost every single year, there has been times in a scoreboard watch situation where we've needed the Cubs to get a victory. There has been. And it's not like you fist pump because the Cubs are this, that, and the other thing. It's just because it helps out the Brewers. But I've just always wished ill will for that Cub team. Now, this is different here. If you want the division, someone's got to start knocking off that Cardinal team. The Brewers did their damage, winning 2 of 3. And that's about all you could ask for over the weekend. In St. Louis, back against the wall for the division, taking 2 of 3. Now you're going to need someone to take those boys down. And it's, you know, as you get dragged into this division race, the Cubs are going to drag themselves into it too, with a win or two over the Cardinals. Then you flip the script. Then you say, all right, game three, now we could probably use the Cardinals to salvage a game in the series. That's the way it's going to be down the stretch here in the final 2 weeks of the season. 799-1250, let's get to Austin. Austin, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
More important, how you are.
I'm doing great, man, and I got to say, you know, when it comes to the Cardinals right now, I mean, either way, in a weird way, it's kind of a win-win. Because if they beat the Nats, then that there's a good chance that the wild card will be at Miller Park if we don't get the division. But if the Nats keep winning, that's bringing the Cardinals down. We get closer to getting the division.
That's the confusing part of this when you take inventory on your scoreboard watching. You just never know on a nightly basis. I don't think it's such a bad thing. Now, the Cardinals are 2-2 in their last four.
Yeah.
It's not such a bad thing for them to take this first game against the Nationals. That's my first response to this, because the key is, Austin, the Brewers, we want the Brewers to get in some way, shape, or form. Create a scrum in that wild card.
Anyway, no matter what, just give us that chance and let's see what we can do. But the main big thing is Cubs and Cardinals, they got each other, what, like seven times. I mean, look, 4-3 on either side, that helps us. That helps us as long as we keep winning and just doing what we got to do. The thing is, you know, what do we got to do to get in the playoffs? Man, just keep winning and hope for the best on the other side.
And you're holding off the teams behind you, too, and now you're starting to see the fade. Austin, hey, thanks for the call. Keep the faith. They're finding a way to get in here. You're seeing the peel away of a team like the Mets or the Phillies just a little bit. You're seeing that just slowly, but it's happening. You know, a month and a half ago, you were thinking the Rockies, and you were thinking the Padres, and even the San Francisco Giants were trying to stay in this thing. Obviously, the Phillies and the Mets and the Nationals. We're starting to see some of those some of those teams hit the exit ramp. And so now, the way it looks, Nationals, Brewers, Cubs, there's not room for all three of them. One of them will be eliminated. I mean, that's the crazy thing. And then not to even go into the tiebreaker situation, there's more clarity as each 24-hour period goes by. But nonetheless, we all agree, take care of your own, and that's win. And they're doing that right now, winning 10 of 11 games. 414-799-1250. You want to squeeze in one more, Evan, or do we have to hit a break?
Yeah, we can squeeze in Benny from Merton.
Benny in Merton, you're next. Did he drop?
Nope, he's here.
Okay, Benny, what's happening?
How's it going?
It's good.
Oh, I'm ecstatic right now. Like, they keep winning. That's the key to getting in the playoffs. Like, the Cubs and the Cardinals play each other seven more times, and we have hot bats at the right time. Vandenberg especially coming up clutch, and, you know, even Braun hitting that grand slam against the Cardinals. Like, it was unbelievable, and I just feel like this team is just, you know, it's really stepped up with Yelich's injury, which, you know, some teams fold when their MVP goes down, but this team is so, so determined to turn it on and, you know, make a run. And it's so inspiring, and it's amazing to see, because, like, even the relief pitchers, like Pomerantz, I was so skeptical about that, you know, trade, and Pomerantz has had his little, you know, hiccups, but he's been solid out of the bullpen, and it's great to see that.
It really is. Hey, Benny, thanks for the call. You're right that we weren't, and a lot of fans weren't jumping for joy on the Pomerantz trade deadline deal. But if you look at what he's done, yes, he has been stepping up. And in my conversation with Drew Pomerantz has been, he'll do whatever it takes. And it didn't sound like a cliche to me. It didn't sound like that's like Drew was thinking, well, that's what I'm supposed to say. He literally kind of felt it in there, and he felt that whatever it takes, man, I'm going to do it. This maybe, and no matter how this thing turns out, Let's say they go 6-6 in the last 12, which I think would be disappointing, right? Just to go 6-6 in the remaining 12 games. I think this proved a lot to the Craig Counsell bashers. And it's okay. If you don't think Craig Counsell is a good manager, that's all right. That's the way you're viewing it. That's your lens. But I think to a lot of those members, I think this run here may have turned the corner on that a little bit. And I think to be objective about it, and hey, I've been wrong and I've changed my mind on a ton of things. It's all right. As time goes on, you change. It's okay. They prove you wrong. Fine, I'm wrong. Big deal. I was wrong. I'm glad I was wrong. Guy turned out to be good. I didn't like him. Okay, that's where you're at. But those of you that didn't like Craig Counsell, didn't think he was good, I think all told, say they get eked out of the playoffs, they just miss it, like in 17, you got to admit that he really has earned some respect here and earned an opinion of a good manager, don't you think? I mean, that's for another conversation. I think it'd be a good conversation to have with Baby Tausch, who actually went to the game tonight. Got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from manager Craig Counsell. Crew on a roll. They continue it. Game one of a four-game set. 5-1 final. Tim Allen, and you're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 right here on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper, brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I think it's paramount that this team plays with the lead here, and you look at some of the players on the San Diego Padres. They can score some runs on a given game, guys. You can't let up against these guys, including Will Myers and Hosmer and obviously Manny Machado. They can get it done against you. So I was a little nervous here early on. Spangenberg, a two-out RBI base hit in that second inning. It was big. It was really big. They battled back to tie the game, and Spangenberg, two outs, 0-2 pitch, two runners on, and knocks in a couple of runs with a triple. I mean, that is a big-time answer. I'm not going into this series as a fan looking at the Padres like you should sweep. Same thing as the Miami Marlins series. And I know from the national perspective, whatever happens, let's just say they win three or four games in this four-game set and just continue the roll. I know what the national perspective is going to be, or the fans in St. Louis, Chicago, and D.C., they're going to say, well, yeah, of course they're going to have a nice roll going. They had eight games against the Marlins and Padres. Well, so did you. So did the Nationals. So did the Cardinals. So did the Cubs. They got their own way with those teams as well. In fact, the Brewers got swept by the Padres earlier this year. I mean, you can't necessarily play that game. Because you've already been through, a couple of these teams have already been through the Marlins and Padres and did the damage to get to this situation. Now the Brewers get their pop at them, and they make hay with it. I mean, it's just a weird dynamic, but that's the way it works out. We'll get to Counsell in just a second. I want to squeeze in one more here. Jam, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's happening?
My curiosity on this whole thing is, you look at last year, I think it was 19-7 in September, and we're on the record to repeat the 19-7, which is like a 67% winning rate. What is with September and the Brewers that they can't do this through the whole season?
Well, okay, fair enough. But first of all, let's peg down why you think it happens in September. Let me ask you that.
I have no idea. Maybe they're a warm weather ball club. I don't know. But I love it because I buy all my tickets for September, hoping they win. But I just, they do good in September. And is there a they're a warm weather ball club, late season ball club. I don't know, but the last couple seasons, they've been doing pretty good in this month of the year.
Well, I'll give you my answer. It's Craig Counsell, and we're going to hear from him. Jam Jam, thanks for the call. It's Craig Counsell. That's my answer to it. Now, a lot of people are going to look at this and shoot holes through that philosophy and say, well, no, it's only Craig Counsell because he has this philosophy of using an expanded roster. And that's his wizardry, if you will. That's maybe some of it. I'd like to go back, and I need to study this, and I'll see what I can do tomorrow during the day prior to the On Deck show, see if I can find out what the rules are going to be in terms of the back and forth and the roster moves in the month of September when the rosters don't expand. So will you still have, can you still make, I'm assuming, I just want to verify, I'm assuming you can still make the moves, but it's a 10-day stint down? Or a 10-day stint since, you know, most of the minor leagues will be done by mid-September. I just wonder if then you got to stay off the roster for 10 days, then you can come back? Like the normal rule would be? Unless due to injury, and then you can fill that spot. So I want to verify that. But I think that's going to be the whole shot through this whole Brewers are good in September every year under Counsell is because he has a big roster. Let's see what he can do next year. I think that's coming. That's coming. That's okay. We'll see. And maybe, no, I don't think maybe. I know. Based on the new system in place next year, I think the front office is putting their ducks in a row for that. I truly believe that, especially with the starters. I think this team will, and not to get the cart ahead of the horse, I think they will acquire a stud ace rotation pitcher. I do. And that's partly because at some point, I mean, tonight, for example, five innings, a couple of hits and a run for your starting pitcher, and your pitch count's in the 70s in September when you got to have it. And you get a pitcher that's just basically lights out. Really had not a lot of stress on him tonight, Zach Davies. I mean, the one inning, second inning, he had a walk and a base hit. That's probably the biggest stress he had. He had an RBI double, a runner there, a runner in, and nobody out. I guess that would be the other stress. Well, outside of that, there was nothing on him. I mean, at some point, most managers in baseball would let that dude go. You wouldn't pinch hit. He would have let off the bottom of the fifth. It would have been an out, and you would have moved on from there and grabbed a couple of innings before you start knocking down position players and bullpen arms. I don't know. It's just funky. It is. You gotta applaud Craig Counsell. And let's hear from Counts after another Brewers victory, 5-1 final.
Craig, do you feel Zach kind of set the pitching tone tonight? He was really stingy, and then everybody kind of fell in behind him.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he pitched really well. Just quality. Got off to a good start. That was important. We got him some runs there. I thought Richards was pretty good. Stuff was pretty darn good. We just got some big hits tonight, really, is what it kind of amounted to. But Zach set the tone, no question about it. Got us five, and the guys that followed did a nice job.
It was big hits from some of the guys, at, I don't want to say end of the roster, but some of the other guys on the team, not Moustakas and Grandal. You kind of have said that that's what you're going to need with Yelich down.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Spangy with two big hits today. Spangy's been playing really well, I think. He's been a huge addition, I think, and probably defensively as much as anything. The way he's played defense has been absolutely outstanding. But he's starting to swing the bat well. Travis Shaw with a big pinch hit. That's a pretty good sign if we can make him a weapon again. So it's it was a good night all around, and we pitched just outstanding.
Craig, Spangenberg surprising, or you guys knew he was doing well in the minor leagues, but he really has made a big impact.
Yeah, this is a player that, frankly, I anticipated probably being up here sooner and using more during the season. He got off to a slow start, and then just a series of events that didn't work out, but it's a player who's gotten an opportunity because of injuries, and he's taken advantage of it. And now it's hard to take him out of the lineup.
Do you think he'll see some chances at shortstop?
Yeah, you're gonna see some shortstop time. Yeah.
Craig, tonight Peralta too continued. He's been pitching well lately, and he was right on again.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Just very very reminiscent of the Miami outing. It was the same outing for me. Just the plus velo, the velo's at another level the last two outings, and that's I think rest has got something to do with it. He had 3 days off there, so we got him plenty of rest, and I think that's probably going to be something that we're going to be pretty strict with. I don't know if it's this time of the season where we can be that strict, but I think rest is helping him, and we'll try to get it for him if we can.
You must be happy the way just went about your business to start this last homestand. You're coming off of a good trip, and you want to keep it going. And
yeah, it was a pretty crisp game. It was a clean game. And we did our job on both sides of the ball and played good defense. So, good way to start the last homestand for sure.
You referenced this a little bit, but a guy like Richard coming off a significant injury, is there a little question mark about what you're going to see and sort of what did you see?
Yeah, I mean, look, he was a very good pitcher before the injury and always known as a guy with some of the better stuff in the American League. So I think, I was expecting good stuff. I think the command of the strike zone he did a really good job. That was my question was, is he going to throw it? Command the ball, and he did a really nice job at his balls. He's throwing 95 mile an hour, like pretty significant cutters. So it's a good arm, and you understand why they made that commitment to him. But we got two timely hits tonight is how he scored.
Ryan took some work, some good swings tonight too. Craig, is his back doing pretty good right now? And
yeah, right now we're in a good spot. He's in a good spot, and I agree. He's swinging the bat well.
Greg, the boost that Machado got, were you expecting that? I mean, they booed him on every pitch, not just every time he came up to bat.
Yeah, well, it's Brewer fans. They got a good memory. So, yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
All right, there's Craig Counsell. You heard him talking about Corey Spangenberg. And, in a way, Corey, sort of the way he's playing right now, reminds me of like a hot Eric Sogard, right? Where he plays good D, comes up with a big hit for you here and there. From the left side, it just seems reminiscent of Eric Sogard, who, tailed off in a Brewers uniform, but really came back, resurrected his career, obviously. But, hey, Mike, before we get to some numbers here, let's go to you in Greenfield there. I heard you went to the game tonight, Mike.
Yes, my wife has had a knack for picking some good games for us to go to. She got tickets because she signed us up for AAA.
And, okay.
She took us, I think it was that one Easter Sunday when might have been, the one catcher, I'm trying to think his name started with an S, coached, he's managed Chicago. He hit a home run, I think, to win it, or it was Yost. But anyhow, I finally was somebody who could call in on the way home from the game. I thought, and my wife agreed, but she's anyhow, that Davies was a little off, and Council knows what he's doing. He's got to get us, to the postseason, and it was a good spot to pull him. And I thought I kind of went along with that. I thought Davies was not his, I thought he was a little off. That's my point.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, and I don't know if it was that Zach Davies was off or that's just their philosophy. And I'm leaning toward It's their philosophy. I mean, if two hits and a run is off, I mean, we'll take that off night.
I guess maybe I wasn't paying that good of attention.
No, you're all right. But again, a couple of walks in there as well. You did have the walks.
And the guy, he wasn't getting that umpire. We had a lot of guys questioning some of his strikeouts, and I think Davies wasn't going to get the pitches he might need down the stretch from this guy behind the plate.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mike, good to see that you're out and about and going to a ball game. Thanks, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, the umpire conversation, we'll save that too. Because I got to say, I don't know if I've seen worse umpiring in a full season. Not just in Brewers games and not just at calls that go against the Brewers. A lot have gone for the Brewers. But I don't know, collectively, if I've seen ball strike calls that are this bad. Some of them are just so bad. I mean, everybody has a bad day at work. I get that. But it seems to be a little more consistent than for my liking. All right, some of the numbers going inside the box. Lorenzo Cain had a tough one tonight, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And if it weren't for an error, would have hit into a double play. Just a tough night for Lorenzo Cain tonight. Tomorrow, he could be the guy that contributes. That's the thing, up and down this roster to make up for Yelly. By the way, Orlando Arcia with that RBI double. I do like the double deuce thing that's going on for Yelich. It's something, and I think that is a little bit of a rally cry. It really is, and that's good to see. The Braun thing with the jersey underneath, Yelich's jersey underneath his. And those are stories that compiled together create a special season. Every successful team has those sort of stories that go along with a season like this. Multi-hit games inside the box here for Ryan Braun, for Eric Thames. Corey Spangenberg, the big one, though. A couple of hits, 3 RBIs, all with 2 outs. That's the biggest thing right there. Next up, someone's going to say, move him up in the lineup. I don't know. I think you're in a holding pattern of how the system is going offensively. So we'll see. I tend to doubt that they will deviate with what they're going through. Trent Grisham, a rough night as well with a few strikeouts on his ledger. Also, a Monday night football game tonight since we're going inside the box here. Evan, what do you have? I believe the Browns win that football game tonight.
Yeah, the Browns just, their defense absolutely destroyed the Jets. Final score 23-3. Baker Mayfield, for your fantasy team, didn't have a great night. He was 19-35, 325 yards, touchdown and an interception. 89 of that came on a touchdown to Odell Beckham Jr.
So that was toward the end of the game, right?
That was in the beginning of the third quarter.
Okay, second half. Yeah, I followed, let's see here. With the Brewers playing tonight, I followed Monday Night Football about not at all. So there you go. All right, we're going to go inside the box here. I do want to get a couple of comments from Yelich in. I played some of this on the On Deck show today, but I thought it was some insight as to what's going on here with the Yelich. There were a couple of comments here that you could feel his pain, and he just said it flat out sucks. And he's, I didn't know this, that he's never really been hurt, never broken a bone or anything in all the years playing sports, and it just sucks. And he reiterated that. It's pretty interesting stuff here. Brewers, on the other hand, they get the victory. Another one, 5-1 final, game one of a 4-game set. And once again, guys, it's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50 here on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes postgame update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind baseball postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Brewers get the victory tonight, 5-1 the final. I want to get to Christian Yelich as he spoke to the media and you guys, you Brewers fans. Some really interesting stuff. I played this on the On Deck show earlier, but well worth playing again and allowing a lot of you guys to hear it. It's just you could feel the pain in him, but he's so laid back. It's tough to detect a lot of times his emotion, but I think you can hear it a little bit in there in this. So stick around for that. They get the win tonight, 5-1 the final, and three of the runs knocked in, a two-out RBI base hit by Corey Spangenberg, and then Corey Spangenberg again, a two-out, two-strike, two-run triple. I mean, that really was the biggest hit of this game. It was, and all love to Travis Shaw with a home run, a pinch hit home run in tonight's game. You got to hand it to Corey Spangenberg. Here he is after the game.
Yeah, you know, those are the kind of hits you need to win ball games, and I just happened to be in both spots tonight.
Is it always an accident when a guy has a good game against his old team, or is there really motivation there?
You know, playing in the playoffs is all the motivation I need. This is the first time that I've ever had a chance, so you know, I want to do everything I can to get there and be able to experience that.
Corey, we've been talking about the council lately about just Yelich goes down, it's going to take sort of the whole team. And you're a guy who opportunities have come because, like, Kesta goes down, you're playing a bunch. How much do you take kind of charge of those opportunities and try to make the most of it?
I mean, that's kind of what you have to do. You have to be in the right spot at the right time sometimes. And, you know, that just happened to me the last couple of weeks.
You probably thought you were going to play like this, didn't you? I mean, you're having a really good year. You're waiting for your chance down there.
Yeah, it was a long wait. But, you know, I'm here now, and that's all I could do.
They could have saved a lot of booing and $300 million if they just would have kept you instead of signing Manny, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Manny's a good ball player, and that's a lot of money, so good for him.
What about the way you guys are playing now? I think 12-3 in the month, and you're keeping pressure on the teams that are trying to hold you off, too.
You know, it seems like someone new wins the game every night, and I think that's just how this team goes, and you have a bunch of grinders, a bunch of guys who want to be here and want to play well, and it's been fun.
What do you think about the race just the last couple of weeks? Wild card race plus division, so you're watching all kinds of scores.
You know, we just have to take care of our business. We have to win games, and that's all we can control.
Did you do that? If you guys do that, just take your own business? Do you have a feeling that something that's going to happen for you?
I mean, yeah, we just have to take one game at a time, win one game at a time, and you know, try to win these series.
Yeah, Corey Spangenberg after the big night tonight as he addressed the media. I did not hear that one coming. I didn't feel it coming. Shot me right between the eyes. Was asked about, you know, is it a coincidence when you play against players play against their old team that you always seem to have a good game? The playoffs is all the motivation I need, says Corey Spangenberg. So while he was talking, Evan and I were having this conversation. Now I tried to cut that thing short because it's definitely not the time to have that conversation, and that is who's on the playoff roster. Let's hold off on that thing just for a few more days. You gotta let this thing shake out. I would love to have that conversation because there's all sorts of dynamics in that. Is it Ben Gamel? Then what do you do? More so on the infield, Orlando Arcia, he's not going to make the playoff. HP, does he make the playoff? Yeah, let's wait on that. We can wait on that. But good job, Evan. Good deal. Trying to suck me into that conversation early. Not going there. I'm not biting that hook. Christian Yelich, he goes down, obviously. And his first real time that he's addressed the media to a degree like this. And this was earlier this afternoon when he had a lot of comments. I had to play this. I played it almost in its entirety on the On Deck show today. But let's get to Christian Yelich here because well worth listening to.
What have the last couple of days been like for you?
Well, you know, not a whole lot of fun on my end, but, yeah, nothing you can really do about it to change it. It's what it is. It happened. Now I'm just trying to stay positive and get better.
Chris, is the plan still to let it rehab on its own and no surgery required? That's still the plan?
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. So hopefully it stays that way, and you know, should be fine in the not too distant future.
How encouraging was it that you don't need the surgery at this point?
Yeah, that was good news. You know, I think the hardest part of the whole thing was the unknown for about 24 hours of just a broad spectrum of outcomes and recovery times, and just depending on what the MRI showed, and you know, to get the good news of hopefully no surgery, and you know, it was on the better end if you're going to do it. You know, the better end of outcomes was nice, was a relief, and then once you knew that, it was just about getting better and trying to make a full recovery.
How cool was it to have Ryan Braun wear your jersey?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. You know, just support from not only him, but just everybody else on the team has been great. You know, I've been in contact with a lot of them over the last few days, following along, and everybody's reached out and just wanted to check in and show their support, which it was a good feeling. You know, there's a bunch of good guys in there, and for them to do that was pretty awesome.
How communication with Bronny, though, the fact he's hitting home runs in big spots with New Jersey?
Yeah, he's been a great player for a long time, and you know, he's stepping up when we need him and the team needs him, and he's come up huge, especially yesterday. Was fun to watch. It was a great moment for him, great moment for our team, and hopefully they can keep it rolling.
The way the guys have responded, how has that been for your morale, just the way the guys have been playing since you went down?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of talented players in there. It's more than one guy. That in baseball is just, you know, you contribute as much as you can as one person, but it takes a whole team effort to win a Major League Baseball game, and these guys have been able to do a great job and just finding ways to win.
Christian, there was a lot of reaction throughout, not just the Milwaukee area, throughout the country, other athletes chiming in, mm-hmm. to get your spirits up, the Children's Hospital. How has that made you feel since?
It makes you feel better. You know, I definitely appreciate all the support, all the well wishes, everybody showing their concern and wishing for a speedy recovery. And like I said, I've been trying to stay as positive as possible throughout this whole process, and for them to go out of their way to do that, it's really special, and it means a lot to me for sure.
You've taken thousands of swings in your life. Have you ever hit a ball off your knee?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Just not quite like that.
This one is just, unfortunate.
Christian, how will you be able to watch the game? Where will you? Obviously, you can't be in the dugout, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. It's just dependent on just treatment and that whole schedule. But, yeah, definitely won't be in the dugout.
What can you do now just for treatment?
Just trying to get some of the swelling to go down and basically just get my leg to work again. You know, the swelling kind of stops that from happening. So I'm just trying to be able to walk again in that whole deal. Sounds a lot worse than it really is, but it's starting to get better. We're almost a week out now, so that's the process for now, and then kind of just go from there and try to build the strength after that.
Can you see this kind of a backward way being a catalyst, the kind of spark that you guys might need to crank it up a notch going into the
maybe. I mean, I think the urgency was already there, like pre-injury. We were already kind of starting to get on a pretty good roll as a team. There was a good vibe in the clubhouse as far as that we were going to start playing well and make this thing interesting down the stretch. You know, these guys, there's a lot of people that put a lot of work into getting to this point in the season, and it's really hard to be in this position just to have a chance to make the playoffs or make a run like that. So these guys have plenty of motivation, urgency to get the job done, and you know, I'll be doing my part. I don't really have any impact on the outcome, but you know, I'll be cheering just as hard as you guys are.
Suter teaching you any?
I won't be doing any Suter chants, but I'll be there in other ways, I guess you could say. I won't have my pom poms in the dugout or anything like that, but I'll be definitely following these guys, and it'll be good to be around for the next few days.
Christian, do you think you still have an MVP season? I mean, do you still think your credentials are worthy of MVP?
It's not for me to judge.
How do you process the randomness of this?
Where did things go right? Or, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. Sponsored by Great Lakes Dragaway. Check out all the events and track rental info at greatlakesdragaway.com. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, it's interesting. Christian Yelich there talking about he threw his own pity party, and you know, at some point you got to move on. And he's it sounds to me, and again, who am I, but it sounds like he's coping with the fact, you know, days later here. I'm not going to say things are easier necessarily, but I think they're more understandable. I think he's coping with that part of it. And it's interesting, never been really hurt like that in his days of being an athlete. That, as he said, is a tough, tough break. But the Brewers stepping up, including tonight's 5-1 win, and they do it in the form of a Corey Spangenberg RBI base hit with two outs in the second. Game then tied at 1-1 into the fourth inning. Zach Davies doing his thing in the top half, and Corey Spangenberg steps up. They don't want a scoring chance to get away from them. Two outs, two on, 0-2 pitch for Spangenberg.
Spangenberg hits it hard, center field, and it is over the head of Myers. Two runs will score. Spangenberg all the way to third. It's a triple. 3-1 Milwaukee.
Well, he's got some pop in that bat.
Well, if you start projecting out here, once Keston Hira gets back in the lineup on a semi or a regular basis, I mean, you're going to see Spangenberg over there at shortstops for sure against right-handed pitchers. Against lefties, yeah, you got to keep Orlando Arcia fresh. You do. So he's going to have to get some spot starts. But that, man, Keston Hira put back into this lineup along with Spangenberg doing what he's doing lately, that's starting to look a little bit better. Maybe starting to look a lot better. We'll take a break, take a look at tomorrow's matchup. Brewers going back at it, game two of the four-game set. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show here on The Fan.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at FFPWI.com.
Man, this is a blast again for the third consecutive September. Right, Brewers fans? It is a 5-1 victory tonight, and Brewers rolling 10 of 11 games. They've won 12 of 15 games and find themselves in the thick of it here. They don't gain ground on the Cubs or the Cardinals. However, they do gain ground on the number one wild card spot, a game and a half back of Washington for that spot. And a game back of Chicago for that number two wild card. Let's see here. Tomorrow's matchup. Oh, I mentioned Keston Hira, didn't I? How about the return? So we've seen the return of Keston Hira. He had two at-bats over the weekend, one for two with a base hit. How about the return of Brandon Woodruff? The Brewers' ace is back to start tomorrow night's game. He'll be making his 21st start. Dude is 11-3 and a 3.75 ERA. Now, there will be some parameters on his start. There's no question. But I think what they're looking for here in his start is three or four innings. That's about it, guys. And the debate was whether you piggyback him onto a different starter and let him go mid-game. I never thought that for a second. You don't do that to your future ace or the franchise bell cow. You don't do that. You let him start. So almost look at it as a, on the back burner, an opener, but on the surface and right between the eyes for Brandon Woodruff, you're our guy. When you're healthy, you're starting. Now again, there'll be some parameters on that. If he can get a couple of times through, get maybe an out or two and into that fourth inning, I would take that for Brandon Woodruff. Chris Paddock, tough customer on the other side. He starts for the San Diego Padres. I mean, he's the same way. That's their franchise. I mean, this guy comes in 9-7 with a 3.38 ERA. So they've got their hands full tomorrow. A nice pitching matchup tomorrow. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show will get you ready at 6 o'clock. And after the last pitch, you make the switch. Right here, as always, we're talking Brewers baseball. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. For Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that's his name. And thanks to our crew down at Miller Park, Dan Plucker was down there tonight. My name is Tim Allen. Baby Taus is back with me and Tim and Taus Tuesday takeover tomorrow night, hopefully talking about another Brewers victory. And enjoy it, everybody. See you tomorrow. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.